Suave on the track.
Yeah, I'm cooking out them groceries.
Yeah.
Multiply, that's what the real ones do. Them niggas fools, them boys act like fools. Tell the truth, you know I'm a fool. And you know I get that money, and you know I keep tools. I be trying to duck the trouble, but that shit find you. I ain't go to church on Sunday, but I know God like the preacher do. Blank is missing, West is missing, still it's a miracle. You know my niggas still looking down on me, though.
I'm still getting money, man, you know I miss you, fool. We gon' run that bag up.
It's the thug life, fool. Don't go to church like every Sunday. I know God like the preacher do. Don't talk a lot, don't speak too much. I peep your bullshit from a mile away. I go by your ashes in your way. Check it for you, think you gon' get close to me. I'm still cooking up these groceries. Tell you ain't an option when you feeding people.
Had to cut them niggas off cause I ain't really need them. Fight the hand that feed you, that shit turn my neck to be.
I was told just no love, cause love will get you killed. Best believe right here up in the deal. It was always real from the stage to myself. I ain't rich the friendship, I was broke before.
I ain't never hated on me, different breed.
Best believe you say it's up with me, know what's up with you. Crime before it's time to go to war, that's what hoes do. Honey and this bitch, I'm really TG. Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. You done brought the problem, child out, smoke all in the area. Make you meet your mansion, fire your ass up, life run. First mistake is saying a boy do a man job. I'ma stuff his ass like a 3.5 in the backwoods.
That good, that good.
Don't go to church like every Sunday. I know God like the preacher do. Don't talk a lot, don't speak too much. I peep your bullshit from a mile away. I go by your actions and your ways. Check it for you, think you gon' get close to me. I'm still cooking up your groceries. Tell you ain't an option when you feeding people.
Had to cut them niggas off cause I ain't really need them. Fight the hand that feeds you, that shit turn my niggas evil. Evil.
Welcome to Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We are doing it live tonight from Doveville. Your boy had to go all the way around the world to get here because I started off in Florida, went to Tennessee. Now we back here in the Carolinas, man. I got some special guests for y'all tonight, man. I got my boy Big Ohana in the building. He going to come through and give a shout out. We got my boy Chucky in the building. We're gonna just turn up a little bit, man. Y'all know how we do in T-Spot Studios. If y'all missed everything that we had going on, we're going to get right back to it with the fun stuff. So, man, let me tell y'all just something that I noticed, man. If y'all go to Nashville right now, all the TSAs in that bitch is fat than a bitch. Like, they got to go and hire a whole new stream of hoes in there. Because let me tell you something. Everybody in that bitch look like they ate the back of a semi-truck. Like, I ain't talking about, like, nothing cute. I'm talking about bare rillas. I'm talking about somebody that you almost might have to push down just a little bit because she thought she was cute. But, yeah, mama, you ate a whole snickerdoodles by yourself. So what we're going to need you to do is just go sit down on the side and just get yourself together because it's okay. We're not mad at you. We know y'all fat. It get cold in the wintertime in Tennessee. Y'all need them layers. It is okay. But, baby, can we at least have the first couple of girls we see when we get off the plane be kind of cute? She ain't got to be all the way cute, but just, like, kind of cute. You know, like, you might hit her if you was drunk in the club and was on perks and lean just a little bit. That kind of cute. All right, y'all, we're going to get into this real quick. We are back. We are getting ready to take off on Sunday, so we are not having a show on Sunday because Big Bap is going to be at Cooler Fest. Yay, turn up for Cooler Fest. If you've never been to Cooler Fest, it is an amazing time. We're going to have all the girls out there. We're going to turn up. They probably doing the summer white festival jam, so the girls going to be in the swimsuits. Y'all know we're going to have the soca, the reggae, and they also play some top 100 hits. I won't know none of them bitches unless it's Chef Ohana and the Ohana gang crew and all them boys coming through the Ville. So if it ain't them boys, we don't really know. So Lust or Brunch is going down Memorial Day. VIPs, doors open at 10. For everybody else, it is 11 o'clock. We have a little special little treat for the VIPs. That's why we're going to let them get in the building a little bit earlier. If you have not seen my girl Rachel Leakes, you cannot get a ticket. The only way to get a ticket is through Eventbrite or through my girl Rachel Leakes if you are local in the building. That is Boca Raton. We're going to be at the loft at Congress. If you don't know how to get there, don't worry about it. We are checking IDs at the door. You must be over the age of 21 to get in. There's no shorties coming in the building because we will be having alcohol in the building. We will be fucked up in the building. So don't try to get in the door. My security is turning you around at the door. Thank you, Tip, for being Tight Flight Security of the World, baby. Let's go ahead and do this thing real quick. Like, so for those of y'all who are unaware of what the Memorial Day brunch is, it is lust or brunch. So everybody going to be in there in their bikinis. And then, baby, guess what we're doing after we leave up? We're going all the way down to Hollover Beach, and we're going to go get naked, baby. Yes, sir. Naked Beach Day. I got my girl Angel going to be in the building. I got my girl Kalisha from Texas going to be in the building. Y'all know we got the owner of Uppity Edibles going to be in the building. That's Miss Shira Barry Baptiste in the building. Yes, I love saying that. That's my old lady. We like to turn up and have a good time, too. So if you're going to be where we're going to be at, let's do what we do. If you don't do what we do, it's okay. Do it by yourself because you ain't got to do it what we do, because when we do it real nasty, nasty. It go down. It go down in the city. It go down. Man, I got the boy Big Ol' Han in the building. So listen, we getting ready to take a commercial break here in a few minutes, but let's talk about something that's real serious, man. And COVID's over. And a lot of people ask me, why was I coming to the Ville? Because I don't come home. Like, I'm not a person who goes spend a lot of time being in places where people told me I couldn't be successful and succeed at. So I left. But this is my hometown. Right here where I'm at, this is where I'm at. I love these niggas because these niggas made me who I am today. I am cut from some of the greatest people that you will ever meet in life. There is no such thing as failure in the book of the caliber of the people that I come from. Like, I don't want you to think just because they ain't out there being flashy and doing everything that you doing that we don't have standards. Our standards are kind of like top of the chart. Like, bruh, if they had to go through the war wounds that some of us have had to go through, some of them wouldn't talk the way they talk. If they seen some of the things that some of the people really seen. Like, because I don't get mad at people for talking about their story, but, like, a lot of people out here, they lying on records, they on CDs, they cutting all these commercials, they getting all these deals, and, like people got mad at me, and I'm gonna keep this 100. Nephew, you can tell me if I'm wrong in my or whatever. Chucky, you can tell me if I'm wrong in my statement, because y'all know me, I don't shoot no whatever. People got mad at me because when Drake first came out, I said I can't support somebody who making money just off the culture.
Got a point there.
And people got mad at me for saying this, but I'm like, bruh, he don't know no real niggas ever. You tell me what hood he from.
The hood where he at.
No. What hood he from? Not hood he was adjacent to. It's like, it's a lot of people that's hood adjacent. Like, I mean, they know some people in the hood. Like, they go around the outer skirts of the hood, but you always got to meet them on the other side of town. Like, you can't never meet them in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people right now that won't come to the city limits of Fayetteville. They like, nah, bro, I can meet you. I meet you in Hope Mills. I can meet you in Spring Lake. I can meet you on Post. Like, they want to be safe because they really not from the hood. And that's all I'm saying. It's not a shot on that. But we can't keep taking from the people in the hood who really put on for the city but not feed the people in the city.
Right. Yeah, I'm with all that shit. That's what I'm saying.
And that's the part that bothers me, because there's a lot of people out there, ooh, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get bands, and I'm out here, and I'm buying Gucci belts, and I'm doing this, and that's cute.
What?
No. It's cute, though. It's cute, nephew. Let them do it.
Yeah, that shit ain't cute.
What's cute? Why it ain't cute?
Because it's a fact.
But when you look at bitches, what you say about a bitch?
I really don't
give a fuck with a bitch that old. Listen, you say she cute. He cute. Come on. Get with me. He cute. Because that's all he's trying to be like her. Dudes want to be like girls so bad. Look at what they're doing to themselves. And I don't got no problem with it. If that's what you believe in, but you can't get mad at a man for believing in being a man.
Right.
Like, I don't got no beef with the industry. And people try to tell me, oh, you you going against the industry. I'm going against the industry. The industry made a decision to go against me.
God gave us a map so we could talk about what we want to talk about.
So it's just real interesting that as we sit here and we're getting ready to turn the page on this new beginning and we got wonderful things that we're getting ready to talk about, we're getting ready to do. Chuck, what's your best song, Chuck? What's your best song? What? Bill Boy? All right, y'all. So I got my boy Chuck, man. He's sitting in here. So I'm going to let him talk to y'all. Chuck, tell the people this. What was your creative vision when you wrote that song? What was you thinking about when you wrote that?
Life.
Okay, what about life, though? Like, where was you at in that moment, though?
I was down bad, you know what I'm saying? I really wasn't really believing in myself, really. And so, shit, music came and shit, I just fucked with it, you know what I'm saying? Something that was hard for me.
And listen, I fucks with that because I want to hear the track, y'all. We gonna have a world premiere tonight. All the tracks y'all gonna hear tonight is gonna come out to 9-1-1. This is DeVille. You're gonna hear the Merc. You're gonna hear Bonnie Doom. You're gonna hear Campbell Terrace. You're gonna hear Groveview Terrace. Because what y'all don't understand is we cross mingle. We from all this. Shaw Road. Come on, like, and this is what I tell people, man. You can't talk about how great you are if you can't go home and show the same love. So, nephew, go ahead and give me that. What's the name of the song?
I give you Broken Hearted.
You going to give me Broken Hearted?
Broken Hearted, because you say you like Broken Hearted. I give
that,
you.
That's the one I was vibing to yesterday? Play that, man. We'll be right back after this quick.
Dang,
okay.
Son, where'd you find me? This is a certified hood classic.
Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, guys, we are getting ready to do one of our favorite topics of the show, and y'all know what that is. This is Black History is World. Tonight we have Mr. Robert Lee Williams II. He was born February the 20th, 1930, and he passed away August 12th, 2020 of last year. He was a professor of the Emeritus of Psychology for African and African American Studies at the University of Washington in St. Louis. It was a prominent figure in the history of African-American psychology. He was well known for historic critics of racial and cultural bias in the IQ testing and coining the word Ebonics. In 1972 and 73, for developing the Black Intelligence Test for Cultural Home Genetics, he was published for more than 60 professional articles and several books. He was a founding member of the Association of Black Colleges and served as the as its second president. And the reason why this is important is for my generation that this is so important because we were told we couldn't use Ebonics. Like, there were laws written about Ebonics. And when you go look at TV right now, white folks made a killing off of it. Go look at ESPN right now and you look at all of them. All you hear now is Ebonics. You go watch the news now. You got everybody talking in slang. You got them talking in code. You got them talking in whatever. But the same thing that they told my generation that y'all can do so freely that everybody can take advantage of, they told us that not only could we not do it, Congress passed laws that told us we couldn't do it. That if we wrote in it, if we used it in any capacity in the school systems, we had to be failed. There was no opportunity for us to grow. So they literally took a language that was ours, took it from us legally, and then profited off of it. This is why I say I have no respect for people like Drake. You cannot profit off of a society and tell them that you're going to put all this money in the industry and that big corporations and all these conglomerates made money off of us, but then tell us we criminals off of the same money that y'all made money off of.
Yeah,
like that. And that's why I tell black folks, we got to own businesses so we can be voices at the table. So we can go in there and say, nah, not only are you not going to fuck us in the game like that, but what you're going to make sure is that because this is culturally significant to us, we're going to teach these arts to the kids. Because at the end of the day, the generation right now is, y'all generation is leading the league in technology. It ain't my generation. The 40-year-olds are not really leading the league in technology. It's y'all and the kids coming out of high school right now. That's who leading technology. They coming up with ideas. You got these kids coming up with ideas before they even get out of middle school, making millions of dollars. Why? Because society is piping them on a fast track for them to be successful. And we have this mindset of we got to grind and hustle and work hard. And I'm like, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
Right.
And if we're going to teach history and we're going to teach anything about cultural significance of black people, we have to teach our culture how to play this game and be significant in the game that we're playing. If not, the people that are my age are doing a disadvantage to the generation coming behind them. If you can't sit down and teach somebody and say, hey, listen, this is the right way. This is how you're going to make guaranteed money every day and your family's going to be taken care of and you don't have to work hard. Why can we not teach them how to do it the right way? Why do we still have to treat black folks like we are slave hands and you got to go out there and pick cotton and sell tobacco and alcohol products just to make a little bit of money? Why do you have to be on the stage shucking and jiving to make a little bit of money?
Because they say that we as the people.
Come on, man. We ain't never been. We always been the people.
Yeah, but we as the people, we don't give them what they want.
What they want? How many times can you get raped?
That's the thing.
With no
Vaseline. Already know all this. But the thing about it is this. As we as the people, we not giving, as our generation, it's like, we don't give a fuck. You can come with that shit if you want to, but we're going to let you know. Bitch, you try to rape something, you try to take something, bitch, that's your life. Back then, it was like, yeah, y'all was fighting for y'all life, but we putting a stand to that shit. But the way they putting a stand to it now is shit, gun violence. They just don't give a fuck. So now it's like, shit, if they don't give a fuck, why should we help them? Got to think about that shit. It worked both ways.
Hey.
It's just we want them to meet us in the middle.
This is what I tell people. I don't play politics. I play money and I play honesty. Now, which one of those can we do the right way? Because if we can do money the right way, I can fuck with you. And if you can be honest about the money, I can still fuck with you.
Right.
But what I'm trying to get you to hear is this. We got cats getting money, but are they teaching you the right way? Are they teaching you what to do? Or are they just saying, go get this money, stack this money, and then let these outsiders tell you what to do with your money? Because I see a lot of outside corporations come in and take over cities when you got able-bodied people right there to set up their city. But you, the problem is everybody's so keen for gun violence that can't nobody put down the guns to work together.
My whole thing about that is like this. I call myself an Ohana for a reason.
Okay, speak on that.
Ohana stands for never leave a family left behind.
Say that one more time.
Ohana for never leave a family left behind. So at the end of the day, it's like, shit, I'm going to have to grind. If I got to grind money with people in my family, or I'm going to have to grind money with people that I used to fuck with. But it's at the end of the day, my shit stand for help who can need help with. And if you can't help them, or if they can't help themselves, how can you help them? Because, shit, I'm already trying to get myself together. So if I get myself together, I can put everybody together and get that shit together. It's all based on, like they say, the old saying, take a village to raise a child. All that shit is mixed up with Ohana. I'm not just only thinking about myself. I'm Chef Ohana. I cook for the city. I do what I do. But when it comes to the music shit, I put my feeling and my life story into it. That's how I came up with Ohana.
So when you say you put your feeling in your life story, like, Chuck, you've been with this man, and you listen to him make music, right?
Yeah.
And you make music. When y'all, because y'all keep telling me y'all life story.
Yeah.
What is it about DeVille that make you have to really know that you got to put your life in your music? Like, why do y'all do that? Why does, because like I tell people, I know J. Cole people. That mean nothing to me. I grew up with them cats. That mean nothing. I'm looking at this new generation that's coming up that's making a name for them. What is it about DeVille that you say that you got to stamp your whole DNA on what you do? Why do you feel that way?
Fayetteville, you know, don't get a lot of love. It's a city without a real style. So it's all about being unique. So it's a lot of unique people in this world. It's a lot of unique people in music. But a lot of people gonna hate you for you trying to be great in this city.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. People used to flex, like, I don't really talk about food much. Like, I really got back into the catering game. I took a long time off. Like, I just really opened back my catering business full time, like, 6 months ago, right? But I took a long time off because I really I've done food at a big level. But what I tell my nephew all the time is, when you doing, nephew, well, you thugging tonight. Who put something on you? You thugging tonight. You banging and you white teeing and everything tonight. Well, who did it? Oh, you saw grandma. Okay. That's all it is. He wasn't as happy earlier. He wouldn't have saw his. That's your best friend. Listen, you singing like it's your best friend. Hey, I tell people that all the time, though. When I say y'all, we in the family. Like right now, I'm with my nephews. We're kicking it. We're doing the podcast tonight. I don't always give y'all the studio shit, but I wanted to give y'all something different tonight because sometimes you got to let people feel you and see you in your element. And we sitting with some dope boys. They got some fire music. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to hear Chuck's song. Like, I want to hear his song. I heard two of your songs. I want to hear that nigga's song. I want to see what he feeling.
Oh, what's the name of it?
What's the name of it? Because I want to hear it because it was banging. That's the one. Yes. Listen, this coming to a mixtape near you right here. Like, bro, y'all don't understand when I tell you, like, when I fuck with these boys, when I sit down and I listen to what they putting into their music, like this video right here, this song right here, I told him the video concept for this is gonna be so unique, it's gonna be so different, and when y'all see it. Man, love on these young boys because they out here working hard. Like, don't not support the people that's coming out of y'all's communities because y'all got a name for y'allself and y'all done made it somewhere that y'all can't support them. Support these young babies because these young babies is going to be the ones that's going to be supporting your grandbabies. So on that, we're going to hire Chuck with Roll the Dice.
I'm
Hey, turn up. We got 2 days up in that bit. So, decent. Then we got National Road Trip Day. I'm about to get on the road. I'm going to Cameron. So, we're going to knock that one out, too. Listen, nigga, we getting them all today. And today, National Cooler Day. We got drinks in the cooler.
Oh,
shit, nigga, we done covered. Bro, we covered the whole list. We ain't even work hard. We ain't even work hard. So, we got that. All right, man, let's go ahead and do this other section real quick. And y'all know what the other section is. And this is one of the most important. We're going to knock out the birthdays. And you know we got to do yesterday's. So, I'm going to start. I'm going to actually do this list in reverse order just because of. I'm going to do today's birthdays first, and I'm going to do yesterday's birthdays last, because the person from yesterday, like, there's two birthdays from yesterday that's important to me, all right? So I'm going to do it like this. So we got Michael Orr's birthday is yesterday. If you don't know about Michael Orr, you can go watch the story. Man, listen, let me tell y'all black folks something. Just understand, if y'all see something on TV and it's called the black folks story, just understand Hollywood lied, okay? Tell all the truth. They can't give y'all all the truth because they got to make these white people look like superheroes sometimes, okay? Like, they always got to say the black folks. Like, they say they be saving us, but you seen somebody show up? How many white cars showed up like, hey, black boy, get in the car. I ain't seen that yet. But when they see you got talent, then they want to latch on to you. So while we can't latch on to them early, I fell and make sure they get there. That's just me. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just sentimental to my community. Also today, we have Gladys Knight's birthday. Gladys, you set the world on fire. Listen, boy, y'all don't understand. When he was talking to Gladys, I felt some type of way because Gladys Knight is a bad lady. All right? On May the 27th, we have Mara Brooke. Oh, man, listen, I'm not trying to do all these names. Boy, y'all got some names, boy. We got DeAndre Whitfield, Keisha Spivey Epps, Shanala Hampton, Vontae Davis, Jadakiss. Okay, Jadakiss. See, that makes sense. Jadakiss should be a Gemini. That makes sense to me. Jadakiss' birthday was yesterday. Junior, Tony Bridges, Ty Bridges, I'm sorry, Andre 3000. Damn, Jadakiss and 3000 got the same birthday? They not. There's a lot of cats in the rap game that ain't as nice as either one of them niggas. And he got two niggas on the same birthday. That's nice.
I put both of them in my list.
Bruh, 3000? They sleep on 3000. And Kiss.
You can't sleep on 3000. The bars that man got, you cannot sleep on him.
But they still do. Like, you got cats right now that will not have 3000 in their top 10. I'm like, 3000 in my top 5.
If you ain't got neither one of them in your top 10, you don't know nothing about no damn music.
And Kiss, we ain't even going to talk about Kiss. Because look, Lil Jon put Kiss on the whole track, and Kiss destroyed that bit.
Right, but I'm a 90s baby, so when that shit was coming out, I was ready to tear up shit, and I'm a tourist.
Man, Kiss was tearing up the club. But I got two birthdays that's important to me, man, and I really just love both of these people, man. So the first one, I'm going to do it in order, because I'm going to do it in order that I think is only befitting. I'm going to do my son first. My oldest son was born yesterday. That is my oldest. That is my namesake. That is my junior. Like, I love you. I love you, son. If you're hearing this, I just wish you had the birth, happiest, greatest. But then, man, my favorite entertainer of all time is Left Eye.
Left Eye?
Yeah.
Oh, it's her birthday?
Her birthday was yesterday.
Hey, she was fine. She was fine.
That's why when my son was born on that day, you don't understand. I literally shed a tear. I was like, bro, you do know. You are literally born an exact month after your dad. I want you to realize this. To the day. And on the day of my favorite performer. Because when Left Eye got on the stage, Left Eye was trouble, bro.
Ain't that the one that burned down the house?
Andre Rison burned that bitch to the motherfucking ground. Nigga, well, ain't nothing finna go around up in this motherfucker. But, hey, she was straight gangster with her little ass self.
Remember my mama.
But when she put her heart into something, she gave her her whole energy, and that's what I loved about her, man. Like, she really didn't, like, you never got on the track and felt like Left Eye left that track. Like, when TLC did a track, you can go listen to every album that they did, but when you go listen to Left Eye, you're like, you really felt like she left her whole soul on that track when she got off that mic.
They don't make them like that.
And they don't make a lot of people like that no more. I'm talking about when she get off, like, when you go listen, like, I don't care what you're doing right now. You can go pick any TLC song. And when you go listen to Left Eye's verse on that song, you're going to be like, yo, like, I, like, nigga, she can go write a poem, and it'll feel like she cried on that bitch.
However you say it, I can't get it right.
Spiritual, man.
Yeah.
And I loved it, man. That's what touched me about her. That's why, in my eyes, when it comes to 90s rap as a female, she one of the greatest that ever did it. I love the Lil' Kim. My favorite actual rapper is either Mia X, Shauna, or the Brat. But when it comes to performing and giving it her all as a rapper, like, I put Left Eye and the Brat in different categories, man.
Yeah, when, the Brat was something serious.
I put them in, for me, that's just me, though. I can't speak for other 90s cats. They got who they want. They can go with Lil' Kim. They can go with, you know.
Lil' Kim was a little nasty.
I mean, like, they like, but, you know, they.
She got bars,
too, but, she, you know, like, they like Lil' Kim because she could, you know, they said she could put a whole Heineken bottle in the mouth. I just want to see what that looked like. Oh, my wife is the executive producer of this podcast. Like, listen, I tell people, there is nothing I can't say in front of my wife. She is the exec. Listen, anything that I do, she is in charge, and I like that because I don't think – and that – nephew, I'm going to tell you, let me say this to both of y'all because y'all sitting here, and y'all ladies ain't out here. They in the house. They away from me, okay?
Right.
Nephew, I respect y'all so much because y'all take care of y'all kids, and y'all take care of y'all women that's around y'all.
The Ohana way, goddamn it.
No, you don't understand. There's a lot of niggas out here getting money, and they don't even see their kids.
You know,
like, they don't even put forth the effort. Like, they won't even call. Like, they got the number. They in the same city and won't show up.
That's why my category is different from here.
They won't. Kids got recitals and football games and stuff, and they won't show up.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not telling these dudes don't get to the money, but if you're telling me that your old lady ain't happy and your kids ain't happy – nigga, I don't care, bro. At the end of the day, if my wife tells me she ain't happy, I don't give a fuck how much money I'm getting to. I'm going home.
Some niggas say, hey, you'd rather have a man with some money or a man that has time.
I'm going to give you that time.
See, my thing is this.
I'm going to give you that time.
My theory is this.
Because I can get the money.
You can get the money, but my theory is this right here. If you weren't one of them little boys that sat on that goddamn porch, for your daddy to wait for your daddy to come and see you, or you at your first football game, you waiting for your daddy to come see you, and you don't remember how that feel, but you doing it to your wife and your kids.
Bro, I ain't never met my daddy.
I'm going to keep it a band with you. I ain't meet my damn sperm donor until I turned down, what, 21?
I'm not looking for him.
And my thing, I wasn't looking for mine. Mine just started reaching out. But I respect it.
Yours is different, though.
But I respect it, but at the end of the day, but you still got to see where I'm coming from. My thing about it is, I sit there. I was one of them kids that, to the point where a motherfucker congratulate me on being a good father, but at the end of the day, I know how it feels to be without a father or how to be without a real family, that mom and dad.
So let me tell you why yours is different, nephew. Because even when you met your dad, you know what you told him. At the end of the day, I love you and I respect you for coming to have that conversation.
But that nigga right there
played daddy, though. He told him that. No. He told him that. And what people got to understand, that's a man having a conversation with another man, because you can't play daddy now.
My stepfather did all that.
You can't do that now. Now you can be a grandfather. Now you can be somebody that I could come talk to for some advice and for some wisdom. But play daddy?
Pop get all that, baby.
You don't get to come in late. That's why I tell kids all the time, if my boys are successful, I can't come take from them. Because guess what? I wasn't there. Not by choice. I wasn't there not by choice. Because like I tell them, the money going to always show that I was there. The money was there. But I wanted the relationship. That's what he talking about. It's the principle of having the relationship. And if we're not giving these kids relationships, we can't get mad at these kids when they become adults and they don't want to recognize us. Get the fuck out my face. Nigga, where the fuck you been?
Why the fuck you think most kids run to the streets and be gangbangers and be out here?
Where the daddy?
You got to think about it.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Like, when they say you used to spaz out for a certain shit because your father wasn't there to check you.
And that's mental health.
You didn't want the next man to check you because the next man is sitting there helping to take care of you. But you're not ready to respect that man and see exactly what that man doing until you do something very special. And that man is there for you and showing you that he's there for you. you like, damn, I ain't got no choice but to respect this dude.
Bro, I ain't never been, listen, let me tell you something here, man. I ain't never been nothing but there. People be like, why did I run off to have my own life? Ask him how old he is.
29.
I'm 40. We are 11 years apart. Do you know who was at my hip from 11 to 18?
Me?
Him. 18 years old, I said, man, I can't raise nobody else's kids, man. I got to go have a life. I got four sisters. I'm the only boy. Do you not understand what that means in my family? Ain't no, bro, ain't no ducking off until they grown, nigga. If they get in trouble, you get in trouble. If they fighting, you better be fighting. If they home late, you better be late. Let me go in that front door, and all my sisters don't go in that door with me. You bet not come back in the house till they come home.
You know how that shit is. That's the same shit it was when
that's why I said I can't play with these new age niggas. You're not finna tell me about street life when, bruh, my mama wasn't home. My mama working two jobs taking care of five kids. She ain't home. My mama not home. Montreal, get up. Make your bed. Let's go, nephew. I'm 11. Let's go, nephew. Responsibility at an early age. And I'm raising my sisters before this nigga popped in the picture.
Ain't lying.
That's why I tell cats, don't talk about adulting. I can do that in my sleep. But people want to waste your time like you lying about what you say you've been doing for a long time. Don't worry about what they say. Keep doing it, because the people who really see you, they're going to support you, because they're going to understand. You ain't lying. You ain't faking. You doing it for the love. That's why I came back and blessed my nephew. As I said, nephew, as long as you good in the game, nephew, I got you. I always make sure you eat. You ain't got to be out here. You ain't got to be no dope boy in this street. I can show you how to always be legal and get paper. But you ain't got to be out here in these streets. These streets going to divide. Ain't no love in the streets. The same niggas is telling you that they love you. You don't watch half them niggas die before you graduate high school. The same cousin that you love right now that you sit here talking to me about, niggas, the same nigga I ran the streets with. Slow is our cousin, nigga. So you just as much my blood as he is. You see what I'm saying? Michael McLaurin. Quarterback, Seabrook Bengals, wore number 12. That is our cousin.
Real
OG in the game.
The first minute of the
man,
time.
Don't play. And the boy, back in the day, the boy could sing his ass off, lungs for days. The
great thing about it is, like he said, that minister decided to move. They wrote that movie for him. But it ain't, his life ain't what it's supposed to go out like.
Come on, bro. We've been talking about this. You ain't talking about nothing. Ask you next time you call him, say, hey, ask DJ about how we used to ask him and say, hey, me, DJ, Dwight, and his cousin, Mingo, we used to be boys and men. We used to go out and sing. Get paid. We used to get paid. Back in over at grandma's house with the dogs in the backyard, we played basketball right back there in that field. Right there where the big dog used to sit with the big old swollen blue balls. That's probably before he was born. But that's what we did. It don't, none of that don't mean nothing, though, if the people who getting money now don't make sure the generation behind us is good. You can talk about the Million Man March all motherfucking day, but if the niggas in your community ain't good, trying to save the world, but we won't save the very person that we walking past in the streets. I don't live like that. Because I don't live like that. And I won't let y'all live like that. So y'all going to be beasts in the street. Nephew, give me another song, because I know y'all got something fire. What's the next cut, man? I need something fire.
Cold World. Cold World is with me and Field Boy, as you call him. Chuck.
Man, Chuck, tell these people how to find you on the social media platform.
You can find me on Field Boy _FFMNAM.
Chuck, one more time, slowly.
Field Boy _FFMNAM.
So hit him up. Listen to his music. He out there in this world. So, nephew, what's the name of this one? Cold World? Cold World. These 9101 boys. Murk Mob in the house.
Y'all out here taking shit. Y'all out here taking shit.
trying to make it way and see and survive.
Yeah, one another in common. That's
what I want to do. I can't get it right. Can't get it. She say, boy, you want to have a that will come in the sky, in the sky.
I'ma get some breeze, pour it from the start. Ooh, I had it from the heart. Five polo on the low, don't get me started. Just to tell them twice, like to look my demons in their eyes. I told them, fuck, time to take it down. Ain't no test, but I wish the shit. Never been a bitch, or a snitch. Used to get all up with the shit. Now I'm in the kitchen with the recipes, flip the shit. Quiet in the preacher kid, ready to go snap again. About my little man, smoking gas up on the day, steady chasing after paper, feeling like he made the moment, took me on the payment day, look above, saying grandma watched over her baby, when you left the world, the shit that made me real sick, heart bleeding like a bitch up on the period real quick, look what I done grew around, the shit that I done seen, you would thought I would have been a plug or a fucking fiend, locked up in the chain, very sick, fucking sick,
I can't get it right, can't get it right.
She say, boy, you got her as a friend of mine.
Devil come in the sky, in the sky. That's about a million times. Tell my mama I can't get it right, can't get it right. She say, boy, you got her as a friend of mine. Devil come in the sky, in the sky.
Tonight we're just gonna keep it simple because we had a special guest appearance and I just wanted y'all to meet some very talented young men that I'm going to be doing a lot of things with. So if you're looking for them, Montrell, tell the people how they can find Chef Ohana, the Ohana, MC Ohana, Artist Ohana. Tell the people how to get at you real quick.
You looking for me? You can find me on Facebook at Montrell Chef Ohana Baptiste. And if you're looking for me on Instagram, you can find me as Mr. Underscore Ohana Underscore 910. Instagram, Mr. Underscore Ohana Underscore 910.
So listen, y'all, let me do this because this is important, man. And the whole reason why I wanted to have my nephew on the show tonight is we always do things called Black People is Dope, and this is my favorite. This is my actual favorite segment of the show. So for tonight's segment of Black People are Dope, I introduce to y'all Montrell Baptiste.
What's happening, y'all?
And I want the world to hear this because this is on Spotify, so y'all can go share this out with the rest of the world. Okay. But as of this week, nephew, your business is completely legal and registered. And you can now go out here and be a certified caterer.
Right. Listen.
I am going to come in on a regular, and I'm going to train you, and I'm going to make sure that your staff is good to go and that you are ready to be the type of caterer that you are capable of being.
Okay.
If you are only going to fail if you choose to fail.
Right.
You got a crutch, and I don't want nothing. I want you to be successful. So let me show you how to get to it, y'all. So if y'all out there in support, man, go to his page, give him a nice shout out, tell him congratulations. The production manager is going to put it on our DJ's Roundtable Facebook page and Instagram page. Congratulations, Chef Ohana. He is a legal registered business, and he out here doing his thing, man. So like, if you was on the stage right now with all the music that you got out there, all the songs that you and the whole crew got. I mean, I'm talking about the whole crew, everybody on that bitch. Right? if you could end a show and bring the whole crew to the stage and perform, what song is that out your whole arsenal, man?
Don't play with me.
Don't play with me?
Don't play with me.
That's what you're going to do? Yeah. All right, y'all. So that's going to be the song of the night. Don't play it yet. Let me talk to the people. Our word of the day comes to you courtesy of 910 Deville, home of Foxy 99.1, home of Montreal, home of the original home of Vic's Pull Up, home of the barbecue pit over there on the corner, home of Suburban Martin, home of Rudy's Pawn Shop,
Spring Lake.
Come on, bro. Listen, don't get me excited, boy, because I could go down the list. Suburban, Seabrook, E.E. Smith, West Area, Terry Sanford, Pine Forest, 71st,
Westover.
Yes. Come on, man. We're going to hit it with all of that. We're going to hit it with all that. So, what's the name of the song? Give it to them one more time. Don't play with me. Because a lot of y'all out here talking, and a lot of y'all saying that y'all did a whole lot of things, but Chef Ohana going to tell y'all one more time. Big Ohana, if you're going to go out there and find his music, if
you can get
Big Ohana
on YouTube, or you can get on YouTube. Oh, there go Michael McLaurin calling.
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay.
Okay, listen, Mike, what it do, boy? What's up, cuz? How you doing? Bro, I love. I love you, bro. It's good to see you, bro. Bro, I've been busy. Cuz, I don't stay still. I'm still DJ. I get up running first thing in the morning. My wife like, bro, you don't sit down. I said, you don't want to talk to my people. They'll tell you. DJ be right here and gone.
Keep it moving.
I will get ghosts on them. Tell them. Hey, Mike, tell them. They called you slow because, listen, when you played football, boy, it looked like you was moving in slow motion. But if you get that ball handed, listen, tell them, if you get that ball handed off to me or Terrell, it's a guaranteed touchdown. I miss you so much, bro. I'm tearing up, man, because I'm talking to these young boys, man, and I'm telling them, man, everything that they think they doing, man, we did that at a young age.
It's over with, man.
Be about your family, get your money, take care of your kids. Just sit back and be humble. It's gonna come to you. You ain't got to chase it.
Now I'm gonna give you something that I got because I had to sit down and be humble. They got us written in the Constitution, DJ.
I know.
Black people, they saying we ain't got no God and we ain't got no nationality. We can't keep going for that. We know we ain't got no nationality. They got us like a black. But them saying black people ain't got no God, that's why they can treat us how they treat us. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's written in their laws that they can do what they want to do to black people. You know what I'm saying? Black lives don't matter. Once we change that, we free the world. You know what I'm saying? All I need is them women out there. They're your sister. All them women, they got the power. The womb is the power.
Yep.
God, I'm talking to you. The womb is the power. We ain't got no womb. Them women got it. You know what I'm saying? And they got to get the move. Once they get the move, nature going to take care of them. God gonna show up. They just need to talk about it. Because that's the thing. They go in there, they talk about we ain't got God and we the children of God. We are the children of God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't tell us we ain't got God. That's just like me getting born and my oldest brother, the ranger, writing me out saying, oh, nah, you ain't got my mom and daddy and you ain't nobody.
Man, you can't
do that. You can't do that. That's what the nation did to black people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just rocked us out like it was all right. But it was all right because motherfuckers were smart enough to get through it. You know?
Bruh, listen.
Now we smart enough.
Listen, people don't even realize, man, I tell them all the time, I said, when we was kids, not the generation now, but when we was kids, North Carolina was rated the number one school system in the nation. And these blacks,
hey, DJ,
huh?
DJ, and Who created the Carolina Bowser?
Listen. From Fayetteville. People don't even realize that.
And took off.
It took off.
We named that shit the
Bro, why you listen, why you think they ran the formation that they ran for the longest? That power eye, we coming. We listen, we ain't throwing shit. We hitting you right in the mouth. Pow. Bro, listen. We had a fullback named Chris. If Chris come through the hole, it's a wrap. And Chris nimble. Chris at like 10 years old was 185. Fat boy with twinkle toes through the hole, opening up anything. So we put Chris in the back and we won ring T formation. You can give it to any two of the other ends. It don't matter, because when Chris get the block, the hole all open up. Hold on. But then at tight end, that big-ass DeMonte. Bruh. Black-ass niggas, bruh. But this is what we did. The same stuff y'all doing, we did it. Run with it. That's all I'm telling y'all. If you're going to go get your money, go get your money. If you're going to be about God, be about God. But take care of your family. Take care of your kids. Keep the trouble away from your family. Keep the drama away from your family. Mike will tell you, when we go get in trouble, we go all the way into somebody else's neighborhood.
And I told you, we got to miss it. Ain't nothing happened in our life that won't miss that happen. You feel me?
Yes.
No. I'm talking about, see, I can remember a lot of shit. I can remember you being at my house all the time, second, third grade, after school. We fighting after school all the time. Your mama, Lucy, coming to pick y'all up with your little sister. When they little see us, all that. I can remember everything. All that happened for a reason.
For a reason.
We got a job to do as man.
Yep.
We went slow. I did it for a prototype. But our whole nation was slow because we don't know.
Yep.
Compared to our spirits moving, compared to God, compared to the speed of light, we slower than a motherfucker.
We slow.
We slower than a motherfucker. But you got to slow down sometime to catch on. You know, to catch the goddamn harmony. Catch the vibe. God control me. I know this.
That's
you want me to take my foot off the gas. I had my foot on the gas going fast. I'm crazy. Just take your foot off the gas. Let me control.
Bruh. I tell people ask me all the time why I moved to Florida. I said, because when I get tired, I can go sit down on the beach and get my life back together and breathe.
Breathe. Sit down and breathe. Think.
Let God have his way with me. Yeah.
Well, we got a nation that's alive, called the Moorish
America. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cause
it's already proclaimed.
Well, see. Here's the problem that a lot of black folks got. They got this mentality that we was just bought here, and I keep telling people, bitch, we was here. We was here. No. We were here, and when black, we've been here. So how everybody else got protection but us, but we was here. But anyways, cuz, Montreal going to talk to you. I'm going to close out this show. I love you. Stay safe in there, and we're going to turn up when you get out. I got you. I'm going to get you before I get out of here. Man, listen, y'all. I love y'all, man. I hope y'all truly enjoyed the show, man. Man, I got these beautiful young men sitting in front of me, and we're going to do things with them. So y'all keep your eyes out for them. 910, we got something in store. Florida, we got something in store. Texas, we got things in store. Tennessee, Kentucky, we moving. But, you know, it's family over everything. I'll holler.